Hello and welcome to some thoughts about the second half of the third movement of the Brahms. This is the most difficult bit of the whole work. I hope people have listened to it and looked at the various files from last week to get an inkling. And I'll just point out some of the common problems within it. Now, first of all, if we're looking at bar 164, coming in at that entry where it changes key to two sharps. In the Peters edition, I've got that on page 39. The entries here have to be precise, and they are quite tricky. You hear in the orchestra this chord, and then this note in the double basses and the bassoon and the trombones, and then basses come in on this note, tenors, altos, and then sopranos. Okay, and those entries always create some difficulty. They come in the chord. Etc. So let's just practice that. This is the chord that you hear in the orchestra and the G sharp, and then basses, tenors, altos, sopranos. Okay. Now, let's just look at the alto entry there. So, it goes up a straightforward chord. So, here we go. Ich hoffe. Ich hoffe. One, two. Ich hoffe. Two, three. Breath. 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 Etc. Okay. Basses, count very carefully on your entry. You've had that G sharp, and then you come in. E, one, two, three, one. Okay, so basses, you've got quite a bit of syncopation in that. Let's just try that again. Okay, so you hit your G sharp, breath. E, three, one, two, okay, tenors, you hear the G sharp, and then the basses come in, and yours is E, one, two, three, one. Quite tricky, that, tenors. Okay, altos, we've looked at your part. Sopranos, you hear these entries, basses, tenors, altos, and then you're in. Thank you. those entries are really quite tricky. Next, we have the fugue. And it starts with the tenors with the fugue subject. Der gerechten Seelen sind in Gottes Hand. Und keine Qual rühret sie an. Keine Qual, keine, etc. Okay, so tenors, you've got one. And then it moves fairly straightforward, just so long as you've got that fugue subject in your mind. The fugue answer comes in the alto part. So this is in bar 175, 2, 3. Breath. And then it's fairly straightforward. Sopranos, your entry comes in with the subject again on bar 178. One. Etc. And then bass entry coming in bar 180. Two, three. Okay. And the parts are fairly straightforward up to that point. But in bar altos, when you come into bar 182, do be careful of the G sharp on rührt. You've had hand und. Just finding that G natural there. And remember that G natural, because the sopranos come in, and then your next entry. Okay, moves quite quickly there on those quavers. So altos, look at that again. This is letter G in bar 183. One, two, three, four. Okay, here it is once again. Okay, two, three. And it's okay after that. Tenors, that's an awkward bit for you as well at letter G. Going from halfway through bar 183 tenors, you've had one, two. Okay, just that awkward little bit there. Moving on, another tricky little bit is basses. Finding your entry at bar 190, that's the top line of page 41 in the Peters edition. Finding that G shouldn't be difficult, but you've got one or two things going on in other parts which make that note rather awkward to find. So what you need to do is to listen to the altos. They've sung at the top of the page while you're singing. Make sure that you log on to that note because it's your note. Okay, so just watch that entry there. Sopranos, Singing, let's take your bit from the top of the page, which is bar 189. Rett sie an und keine Now, that is rather a tricky little bit. It's tricky for a number of reasons. Finding the note in bar 191, that E, you can pick it up from the basses. If you're listening to the basses, they've got keine Qual. There's your note. But you've got the syncopation as well. It's an awkward note to find, and then it's an awkward note from the point of view of rhythm. If you listen to it again from the top of, from bar 189, going from near the end of that bar, I'm going from und keine Qual. Okay, one, two, three, und keine Qual. Etc. But that is quite an awkward little bit. It's even awkward for the altos at the end of bar 193. So going from your entry altos in 192, you've got 2, 3. Etc. Okay, but it's counting more than anything that is the problem. And then moving on to basses in bar 196. This entry here often creates some problems. So, der gerechten Seelen. Here we go. One. The end part is pretty straightforward. There's not really any issue with that. Apart from basses, three bars from the end, that octave leap. So in bar 206, you've had qual, keine, qual. That qua, qual, quiret. Okay. But that can create some problems. So I think you should be okay. Sopranos, looking at bar 198, der gerecht. It's a change in the tune there, in that we've got a tone there, which is rather different from all the other entries. All before you've had der gerecht, but here it's. Okay, so that you really need to note that G sharp, that you go high enough. So here we go. Let's just try it. Bar 198, 2, 3. And then it's straightforward to the end of that. That section really has some nasty little intervals in it to be aware of. I think I pointed out the most difficult ones. So please listen to this again and look at your part there. Tenors, I pointed out early on that awkward little bit in bar 183 and 4. The rest of your part isn't too bad. It's sort of fairly instinctive. But You haven't got any of the really awkward intervals, I think, that the other parts have got. So hopefully that is helpful for moving that to the next stage. Do also use the John Fletcher, not necessarily John Fletcher, some people use those, but Robert has produced the MIDI files for helping you with that. And when you're confident, then try singing it with the complete performance. It is a very cleverly constructed, from an academic musical point of view, very cleverly constructed movement, but it is one of the most difficult choral moments in that particular movement of any choral music. Of course, the next movement we know very well, Wie lieblich sind deine Wohnungen, how lovely are thy dwellings. So then there are only the last three movements to look at. And there are a few little challenges, but nothing like this. So please try and get on top of this, really work hard at that part of that movement. And then we've got the third movement out of the way. Happy practicing!